Hi, I'm Mary Blickendorfer with University of Minnesota Extension, and I'm here today with Cook County SWCD participants. We're going out on East Bearskin and sampling aquatic plants and then coming back and trying to identify them. One of my goals is that everyone that walks out of here can identify the four aquatic invasive species that the DNR is listed as prohibited. And I think some of you are very familiar with some of them. Some of them aren't around here yet or not in the frequency where people know of them or recognize them. So we'll make sure you're all aware and can identify those for sure. Eurasian water milfoil, purple loosestrife. The one that's probably the least common is flowering rush. And then curly leaf pondweed. Okay, so those are the four you'll get to know very intimately here today.
Oh, look at the fruiting bodies.
This is a great spot. We were pretty excited. Isn't this exciting?
We're going to try to get as many plants as we can. So if you see something that you don't think you've caught before, go for it. But that's not good, like, lake sampling technique.
Right.
Just keep that in mind. But our purpose here today is to find as many cool plants as we can. Mm-hmm. Real scientific way of doing this is high technology here, folks. Garden rake. The actual ones that are used by the DNR have another set of tines that are welded on to the other side. So regardless of which side lands, you have tines down. And you try to kind of get it out there so that the tines will fall down, give it a second or two to sink, and then, you know, gradually reel it in. I hope you guys do better tossing than I did. I didn't come up with a whole lot on this one, but the idea is then to put them in here and kind of we can do a preliminary clean here. And you have a chance to kind of sort through them a little bit. Ooh, what do we have already? You guys know that one.
Oh, that's a bladder.
Oh, that's the bladder.
Yeah.
Oh, cute.
Whoa. Yeah.
Cute. Hmm?
So if we want to divvy up the tubs and grab a few bags, get in teams of two, try your luck at fishing for plants.
You can trade off until you have a pretty good sample.
Good.
Okay.
Oh, yay.
There are three general areas or zones or types of plants, if you will, that grow along our shorelines, and they tend to kind of arrange themselves in zones, but they're not sharp lines between them. There's a lot of overlap, and you can find plants from all three of those zones growing right in the same area. We have the shore zone, which contains usually a relatively high percentage of emergent species, meaning those that extend above the water surface. Out from there, we usually see a band of floating leaf plants, and these would be things like our water lilies. There are some pondweeds that are floating leaf. There's water shield. There are a lot of plants that are floating leaf. And then you get out a little bit deeper, and most of the plants are on the bottom. They're submergent. Their flowers may extend above the water surface for pollination purposes, but they usually hang out on the bottom.
Is there a slot limit on these?
Yeah.
Hey, Mary, have you ever tried a thatching rake?
Nope.
Yeah.
Maybe if I come sideways on it. No.
Yeah.
Wait, there. Wait, it's right there. It's hit. Yeah, that's milfoil, right? Oops, I forgot to put water in our bucket.
That's the bad one?
No, this should be the native one.
It better be the native one.
Number 8 tines or less.
Yeah. Good.
It
catch.
Is good. Fantastic.
Way to catch it.
A lot of places where there are aquatic plants and people have chosen to remove them in front of their shorelines, it really leaves an open space for other plants to come in. And if other plants happen to be introduced and invasive, they can really get a foothold quickly and start spreading. And so I encourage people to leave as many of the aquatic plants in place for several reasons, this being one of them. The other reasons being fish habitat, oxygen to the water. I mean, there are a whole list of reasons why those aquatic plants are very important to our lakes.
Yeah, look at that's a good sample.
Yeah, it is.
It'd be something good to do.
It's a goodie.
You know this AI thing? That would be something good to do.
It's like treasures. It's almost as fun as doing archaeological digs.
Are we weighing the anchor? Yeah, we are. And
this feature was funded in part by the Coastal Zone Management Act of 1972, as amended by NOAA's Office of Ocean and Coastal Resource Management, in conjunction with Minnesota's Lake Superior Coastal Program. The statements, findings, conclusions, and recommendations are those of the producer and do not necessarily reflect the views of NOAA's Office of Ocean and Coastal Resource Management, Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, or Minnesota's Lake Superior Coastal Program.